The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs,
Reish Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel,
and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas Yoyetz Akiva Ben Shimon Meir Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Daf Tes. I'd like through the sugya on today's daf to get understanding of the things that happen at a chuppah. The Gemara says, Hilchas Hashiroi Ein Svichim Shuma, when you do a kedushin with silk, it doesn't need an estimation. Hilchas Kebelozer, that says, if someone says, Bimekavish me with a mona, and he gives her a dinner, then the kedushin is a good kedushin, and he just owes her the rest. And the third thing is Behilchus Rav Omer Rav Nachman, Mon Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. Now, Toises asks that since the Man Diyomar of Chiroi Ein Srichim Shuma is Rabba, and the Elocha is always like Rabba when the Bar Plukta is of Yosef, why doesn't the Gemara just say Hilchus Rabba, just like it says on the other two? Hilchus Krevelozer, and the Elocha is like Rav Omer Rav Nachman. Toys' answer is that the Gemara is telling us by speaking about Shiroi Dafka that Shiroi Ein Sichum Shuma is Dafka by Shiroi, Dafka by silk, something that the price is pretty much known and there's not much room for error. Unlike precious stones and pearls, that there is a wide range of prices. And there's a chance of to be either overestimated or underestimated to the actual worth. This could cause a problem that the woman who is accepting the kedushin, had her mind set on getting the perfect stone that she thought that she was getting from her fiancé, and when she sees afterwards. She goes in and prices it and sees that it's not worth as much as she thought. Then there could be a problem of self kedushin. She was probably spoken about earlier in the Masechta. And Tosfos says that because of this, we are noyig to get married always to make the kinyan kedushin with a plain ring without a diamond set in it. But it's not a done deal yet. Could the Rishonim speak about a ring that even the Edom thought was gold, and in actuality it was only copper? And there was a difference of opinion if the Kedushin is good or not. And even in pure gold, if there was a design on the ring, it could cause a mokim litois. Because of all this, there are certain anhagos done under the chuppah, and that I wanted to get to. There are more in Simon in Eben Ezra Simon Lamed Aleph Tzif Beis says that noigim tachas hachuppah lishor le'edim, with the anhagos under the chuppah we ask the edim imat habas hu shavar pruta. Now, this was not made up in the 21st century by some nervous people. This is actually the Anhagor spoken about by the Ramah. That we ask the Edim under the chuppah, we show them the ring, the Masada Kedushin shows them the ring, and asks the Edim, do you think this is worth the Shavar Pruta? Which seems a little funny, because obviously the husband is giving a ring. Right? It looks like a nice ring. Gold, even if it's not gold, but it's definitely a pruta. Why are we asking the Edom? The reason for this, says the Ramah, is so that we should inform the Kala through this that the Kedushin is taking place on only a Shavar Pruta. That even if this ring is worth only a Shavar Pruta, still the Kedushin is taking place. So even if we find out later that it's not gold, it's only copper, it's still Mekadeshus. So that's why this is asked under the chuppah. Now the question arises, and the Nosek Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Chokas B'Chokas speaks about it, that in the Choshen Mishpat, in the Dini Ano, it says that if a seller tells the buyer that this item is only worth a zuz, it's only worth a dollar, but I'm selling it to you for $100 for a mona, I'm a nash ein lechor alayah, no, that even though I'm grossly overpricing you, but you can't come with me with tainus of ayno. So the aloch is that the buyer could say that, listen, I looked at this item and I know that this item is definitely worth more than a zuz, more than a dollar. So he could say now that since I know that it's more, that it's worth more than the zuz, that I thought that it's worth the entire mana that you're charging me, and in Mela, if it's worth a much less than a mana, a shtus, a sixth less than a mana, then he could come with a tiny avoyna. So Im Kain asks the Chelukas Mechaykik here too, since she knows that it's worth more than a puta, we're telling her, we're asking the Edim, and the intention is to tell her that this ring, it might not be worth more than a puta. So she could really say that listen, I know that's worth more than a puta, you know, so maybe it's worth what much more, and there will be problems of Oino, and there will be a problem of a Sabbath Kedushin, and we're back to a square one. So what did we gain by asking the Edim if it's a Sabbath Puta, and perhaps we just got into problems? So it enters the Chalkos Mechaikik that because of the Choymer of Kedushin, we believe that she'll be masking, that she'll agree to the Kedushin on any terms that we're putting down. And also the fact that she's not buying the ring, she's getting it as a gift. And thirdly, that since in actuality a lady is mekadeshes with a pruta, so the kedushin is going to be a good kedushin. It's just the Rav Chedemilsa, we ask the Edim in front of her to clear all doubts between the husband and wife that it should be a yavada kedushin. I guess also for the chaimer of a kedushin. It's important also for the Kala to know this before she goes to the Chuppah, why they're asking these questions and why these Hanukkahs are going on. Now the Ramo goes further and says that Gam Noegim Lechasis Pnei HaKalis HaTznuis, we are knowing to cover the faces of the kalas of the tznuas, the kalas lechera, these tznuas doesn't mean that they're modest, but that they are concerned about halacha, that everything should be done properly. So we cover their faces. That the purpose is so that they shouldn't be makpid on the kedushin. Now this Ramo is from a Beis Yosef in the name of the Rash of the Chivas Rashba. From the way the Bishmul brings it down and explains it, it's mashman that the whole reason of covering their face with a veil at the chuppah is so that she should, that her vision should be obscured, that she shouldn't see what the kedushin is going, is taking place with, so that she should be showing that she's not makbid on what she's receiving, and she's consenting to the kedushin with anything that's being given to her. And the Beis Shmuel explains that the reason for this action that's being done for this veil is Google for the reason that the Chelkan Mechagi brings down from Hilchos Ano, that to prevent any problem of Ano, that even though we're asking her we're asking the Edim in front of her about the worth of the Shavuot Pruta, but she might come to think that since it's worth a Pruta, since she knows it's definitely worth much more than a Pruta, then we probably have a no. So because of this, besides for asking the Edim in front of her if it's worth a Pruta, she also covers her face that she's masking to the Gushin on any terms. Now, once we're on the topic, let's discuss also why do we give a ring in the first place? You know that the first Mishnah in Kedushin speaks about the amount of money that's given for a Kedushin, and it doesn't say anything about giving dafka or ring. So why do we give a ring? So the effect of giving a ring is brought down in the Poskim, you know, and the Shulchan Aruch all around. One of the first places that it's mentioned is actually in the Zohar, mentions it, and the reference is a pasuk in Yeshaya, capital Tes. The pasuk at the end, it's laying at the end of the Aftorah of the Parshas Yisrael. The pasuk is the Marbe Hamishra Ulasholim Ein Kates. The Marbe Hamishra Mishra is Memshola, there will be a Melucha Ad Ein Kates and Sholem Ad Ein Kates to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Now the Marbe Mem Resh Beis Hei is spelled the second letter of the word Mem, even though it's in the middle of the word, not at the end. It's spelled with a end of Mem. The reason behind this is because, as we know, Chizkiyo HaMelech was punished. He was going to die because he wasn't Isaac Bepir Rivia. He wasn't married. He didn't get married because he saw the Nevuah that he will have a Rasha named Menashe come out of him. Came Yeshayahu Navi with the Shluchas of Hashem, saying the words that the Chazal tell us that Yeshayahu told him from Hashem that Behadik Havshid Rachman Olamol Lamalach. Why are you getting involved in the secrets of Hashem? You do what you have to do, and whatever is supposed to happen will happen. So when he did tshuva, and he got married, that's when this nevuah of Yeshayahu was given, that because you did tshuva, so you will have Marib Hamishra, you will have a big kingdom, and Ulshalom and Keta, and a lot of Shalom. The Zohar says that the Mem, that the end of Mem, in the middle of the word, is signifying the Tabas Kedushin. And the Marbe is Begmatria Ezer, which is an Isha, and also Zera. And Mishra is the Gematria Tikkun, that you misaken your family and you're misaken your kingdom now that you gave this Tabat Kedushin. So that's the purpose of the ring. So now the next time that we go to a chasna, we'll all be a little bit more knowledgeable about the procedure going on. We know that the ring, why doing a ring, because of the Marba Mishra, and why you were asking, why they're asking the Edom that's worth a Pruta, and why the reveal. All this is for the consent of the Kala and to clear any misunderstandings.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.